Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is the Horticulture Week podcast, and I'm Matthew Appleby. And today I'm talking to John Burke of the Granary Group, who is redeveloping Ladd's Garden Village on the Floral Mile between Maidenhead and Reading. And he's going to be calling that the Berkshire Gardener. I visited John at the site, which is due to reopen in March 2021 at a contemporary garden retail village with a food hall, a farm shop, cafe restaurant, courtyard garden, and a lighting and furniture showroom. John talks about redeveloping a site during the corona crisis and the opportunities available in the garden retail market as he seeks to build a small independent group with some new acquisitions to be announced, which he will discuss during the interview. Okay, I'm here with John Burke at the Berkshire Gardener, mid-restoration or mid-renovation. So, John, what's going on? What are you up to here?
So, we are rebuilding the garden centre with a view to opening on March the 1st. With a complete renovation and restoration of what has been a good site for many years, but unfortunately it's fallen into a state of disrepair.
So, what are you working on? What are you going to be? What's going to be your point of difference? Because it's really quite a busy garden centre street, this, isn't it, between Maidenhead and Reading?
So, what we plan to offer our customer is an authentic, original experience that is based on eco-sustainability, wellness, and offering the customer an exciting opportunity to be a part of something that gives something back as well as creates a destination.
So what sort of influences from other retailers will we see here at Berkshire Gardener when it's finished?
I think we will have elements from different businesses. Blue Diamond have a very unique offer that's independent to them. There is a commercial offering that will be available here, so you will be able to get your traditional pieces for your hose and your things to dig in the garden and all the things that are important to a gardener that visits a garden centre for the reasons that it was built in the first place. And then we will also cater in the hospitality sector for the people that come to garden centres for enjoyment as well as for work in the garden. So I think what we need to try and do to be successful in the road that we're in is offer customers an authentic experience that ticks as many of those boxes as we can and use some of the examples of what other people do and make sure that we present it in a way that's unique to us.
And what's the background of this centre? It's been here for, you know, a few decades, hasn't it?
Yeah, so one man and his dream started with a cabin and an agricultural building and developed it. Barry Holloman has done a fantastic job. He's attended Chelsea, done some amazing things over the decades as a family business. And with us being a family business, it was really important to us that we continue that heritage and legacy for the Hollymans, and there will be flashes of that history engraved into the site as tribute to Barry Holliman and what he created.
Brilliant. What's your background?
My background is I started my very first job in a jardinerie in Cheltenham, and then I went on to work in the building and construction industry for many years, both selling and developing. And then having been a concession in a garden centre for the last decade, decided that I'd like to see how the other shoe fits. So we ventured into a joint development of a large garden centre in Windlesham and created a small 18,000 square foot offering called the Windlesham Gardener. And we've decided with the Berkshire Gardener to take the next step and have the full development.
So you must have confidence in the future to build during the pandemic.
There's two ways to consider the pandemic, and that is to be positive and proactive and look for good investment and solid opportunities for the future. And I think the garden centre industry as a whole has been one of the most resilient in the marketplace, for not just having suffered huge losses, but bouncing back from those losses and in some cases reporting growth.
And how do you get funding for a big development like this?
So we've got a shareholder and investor in the business, and then through our own businesses we've got a robust model through using our own funds and no lending.
And you have some, at the moment there's concessions on site, but you're going to have some new ones?
We will have some new concessions, and we're talking to some national brands at the moment. It's not an easy marketplace to look for partners at the moment, because a lot of capital expenditure has either been rescinded or paused. But there are people like us in the marketplace that believe a garden centre is a great place to be, and it's still a fantastic opportunity for both the customer and the business to create a destination that people can spend their time and money.
Now, there's a Dobby's just up the road, so how intimidating is it to have a massive chain like that so nearby?
I think it's a great way to ensure the success of this business by offering an alternative to the current model that is just up the road. This garden centre, this is a garden centre area that has got keen nurseries, growers and gardeners, and we believe by focusing on the points I said earlier about making it great quality, good value, authentic, and looking at the key drivers for a lot of people today, which is eco, sustainability and wellness, and also education. And a big part of what we want to do here is utilise sustainability with solar paneling, electric parking, electric charging, collecting surface runoff for watering plants rather than using fresh water, and really thinking about everything that we can do to put back as well as to bring people in.
And you're looking to become a group, a bigger group,
yeah.
A new group in the industry. So what's the plans for that?
So I'm not sure we will be a big group because I'm not sure our model is commercially flat enough to expand all over the country. But I think what we can do is in certain areas we can put businesses that will offer customers a unique experience that is very different to what they would normally see at the likes of a Dobby's. And I do believe there's a space in the market for that. So our appetite for new ventures is not vast, but it is willing. So we are currently talking to a third, possible fourth garden centre that we would look to bring in 2021.
And would there be similar type of redevelopment projects to this?
What excites me is to, I think there's a legacy in the garden centre industry right now of family businesses that have been around for the last three or four decades, that either have family members that don't wish to take on the business or the ability or direction. And I think it's a great way to ensure the longevity of garden centres so that they don't go to other types of development, is to look for those specific criteria that meets our wish list and actually revitalise in what would otherwise become a demolition works. As with this site, I think that we've got in here just at the right moment before it got to a point of no return. And our view is that we will bring back an amazing garden centre to the street that possibly could have been lost. And I think there are opportunities across the breadth of the UK with that family business model that also aren't looking for a commercial partner. They're looking for somebody that is a little bit more feet on the ground, less shareholders, and more customer focused.
Yeah, now, great. Well, we can hear a bit of a drill in the background, but drilling down a bit, how are you making this centre coronavirus safe? What are you doing to mitigate against that?
So we're putting in a one-way system that will be here for the duration. So there will be a clear entry and exit point with a wide walkway giving 2 metre distance in from both travel. So a 4 metre walkway will be available from the entrance through the whole site and to the exit. So there will be a clear direction of travel. There will be sanitising throughout at each of the changing points, so one when you enter, one when you go inside, and one when you leave, so that you're not just doing it when you enter the site. And there will be marked and visible social distancing signs to ensure that even when COVID alert levels drop, that it's clear that we still have a set of rules to follow, and the care of each other and our customers is paramount, and we want to keep people safe but make it enjoyable. So I think we need to do it in a way that's seamless but effective.
What about in the cafe?
So in the cafe, although we're increasing the offering and the covers for the first period, it will be reduced seating. And that will probably be for the whole of next season. And we'll look at where we are next year then before we open up the wider seating. 75% of that seating available will be based undercover outdoors in the interim.
And table service only?
Table service only. I believe that is something that is not just here temporary but here to stay. So we will always, and the site will be operating table service from day one. And we will also operate a booking system so that you can actually book a table ahead of time to ensure that you can get a seat on a set day available.
How's it been dealing with the planning authorities?
So the planning authorities have visited us today, and we are explaining that we would like to work with them to create an eco-sustainable, as close to zero carbon footprint garden centre as we can, which will be the only one of its kind in this area, offering free electric parking for both cars and bicycles, getting 70% of its power from its own roof and using 60% of the water that falls from the sky to service the site, both for watering plants and toilet flushing and basic amenities that for some reason we feel we need fresh water to do.
Brilliant. Thanks, John. Good luck with the project. Looks like it's getting on really well, so I look forward to returning back here next year to see how it's completed.
Thank you very much.
This Horticulture Week podcast was produced and edited by Christina Taylor. For more podcasts, Horticulture Week news, analysis, exclusive industry reports, insight and data, go to horticultureweek.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.